Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
How you doing, fellow Christians? Let's go back to the original fall, the original mistake, the original nightmare for humanity, as you could say. And first of all, it began with a requirement that God gave Adam, and I'd like to read it here. It's in Genesis 2, begins in 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, he commanded the man. Now, that doesn't sound like a request, or it's your choice, or you have a say in the matter. He commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt die. Kind of plain and simple. I think a first grader would understand that. If your daddy said, okay, see that tree right there? Don't eat of that tree, okay? You eat of that tree and you die. Simple. Don't need to go to 12 years of college for that one. Simple. And the Lord gave us a little information. He gave us its name, the knowledge of good and evil. So in other words, this tree, the fruit it was going to bear was its own knowledge of good and evil. Not the knowledge of God, but its own knowledge of good and evil. That was its fruit. And the Lord knew as soon as mankind would eat of that tree, he would develop his own game plan, develop his own idea of God, develop his own everything. And he would qualify it by his own good and his own evil, when in fact, it was all going to make him die. And I believe this is played out in the book of Samuel, and I want to read it. In the book of Samuel, the king here is Saul. And God has given Saul a commandment, just like he gave Adam a commandment. He says, I command ye this day. This was Saul's commandment. Chapter 15 of 1 Samuel, verse 3. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ass, sheep, camel, and ass. So in other words, I want you to destroy everything. All their animals, kill every little baby. Kill everything. God wanted this tribe off the face of the earth. Even little infants. Guess what? Little infants grow up to be grown men. God wanted it all out at the time. Now we know in the New Testament that this takes on a spiritual aspect as far as sin goes in your life. Totally destroy it. Take no prisoners. But he's given us a foreshadowing here in the Old Testament. He's telling Saul to go in, kill the king, kill all the people, regardless of their age, kill all the animals, totally annihilate anything to do with Amalek. This was God's command. And this is what Saul did. But Saul, verse 9, but Saul and the people spared Agag. First of all, there's a button here. So in other words, the commandment wasn't fulfilled. Saul was given a command, and he's eating off of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He's eating off of his own concepts of what is good. His own reasoning with the people. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and the lamb, and all that was good. Actually uses the word good. Gang, none of it was good to God. God wanted it totally all destroyed. None of it was good to God. But here's Saul, just like Adam, given a commandment, but he's using his own reasoning. You know, God has rules, and our society is trying to twist the rules. Whether it be with homosexuality, whether it be with our entertainment, whether it be with abortion and murder. Just because society says it's all right, don't eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You know what the Lord has commanded you. He has died on the cross for you to give you the Holy Spirit to direct you on a narrow gate so you could deny yourself. The denial is within you. The sword of God, which is the word of God, is within you to divide the darkness from the light. Don't give in. But anyway, Saul here, eating off the wrong tree, eating off of what he considered good, and listening to the people. You know, and God didn't talk to the people. God talked to Saul. And Saul should have told those people, no, I talked to God. God said, kill them all, now shut up and listen to me, or else I'll kill you. That's how serious he should have taken it. Old Testament. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and the oxen and the fatlings and the lamb and all that was good. Here we go. And would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuse. Vile and refuse. That's evil. See? This is eating off of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Saul is making the distinction in his own mind what is good and evil. Saul said, hey, Agag is good. I'm not going to kill him, God, even though you told me to. Saul said, hey, these good fruits, I could put those to use. I'm going to save them, even though God said not to. And then Paul distinguished, okay, everything vile and refuse, that's evil. I'll follow God there. I'll destroy him. Gang, don't you dare pick and choose what God tells you to do, all right? Don't pick and choose who you're going to forgive. Don't pick and choose who you have to pray for. Hey, we have to pray for Biden. Why? Because we're told to pray for our governments. You're political whether you want to be or not. You are political. Because the Lord told you to pray for governments. And he gives us the reason why. So you and I could live at peace. Don't take peace for granted. This is why we're supposed to pray for our leaders. So we can live in peace. Yes, at times you're saying, Lord, your mind, eating off the knowledge of good and evil, your mind says, God, you got to be kidding me. I can't pray for these people. No, God has told you to pray for your enemies. God has told you to do it. So that's just another example of eating off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And again, why are we given these stories in the Old Testament? Peter tells us, it's so we know how to live in this society. But this is what Saul did. He went by his own concepts of good and evil. And it cost him. And this is how it ended up. This is how it ended up in verse 11. It repented me. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, so this is God's word. This is God speaking. It repents me that I have set Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me. So at one time, Saul was in line. At one time, Saul loved God. At one time, Saul was obedient. But he took his own concepts and he turned his back on God and he went his own way. Christian, don't you dare go with your definition of kindness or your definition of love or your definition of anything. It's a scary place to be. You better go by God's definition. Yes. What is love? Following the commandments of God. What is kindness? Trying to be a light to others and rescue them from hell. not to make them feel comfortable in their sins, not to agree with them just so you have peace in your world. No. No. You got to be willing to forsake everything for the sake of God. And don't second guess yourself either, because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If it's wrong, it's wrong. A man marrying a man is sick. It's so wrong, it shouldn't even be discussed according to God's word. Now, am I any better than any one of those? No, but I've been let in on a mystery. And I'm telling you, if there's anybody out there under the spirit of homosexuality, I love you. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn from your ways. The blood was shed at the cross for you and for I. Yes, it was. Don't eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, where society is hanging on that evil tree, saying, oh, all of a sudden it's good. Everything is fine now. No, it isn't. Adulterer, not good. You're destroying your soul. Oh, well, I'm not hurting anybody. Nobody knows about it. God's eyes. How about God? He sees it and he doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. You people that make gods out of the doctors, God doesn't like it. Have you gone to God? Have you asked him if you have any sin in your life? Have you asked him, am I anxious? Do I have anxiety? What caused this? Why did it come on me? Have you done that? Or the first sign of anything, you run to doctors that they got their education from man. Have you? Idol worship comes in so many different ways. Without the Holy Spirit to direct us, we're goners. It isn't a rule book. It's God's epistle written in our hearts that has to direct us. And it's so important to get a hold of that story, because that's where the nightmare began. The nightmare of humanity began when God told Adam not to eat of that tree. And he eventually did. And we could go into far greater detail, because you know what? God didn't even tell Eve not to eat the tree. He told Adam. So Adam was in charge of Eve. But Adam spit in God's face when he listened to Eve instead of God. Yes. Only listen to God. The gate is getting narrower and narrower. The sin is getting more blatant. The sheep and the goats are getting more segregated than ever before in our society. Knowledge is increased. Our children have been given over to pornography with their cell phones. It's a mess. But it's always been a mess. Cain killed Abel. Didn't take long, one generation, for a demon of murder to come and take over. So it's always been a mess. And you know what? This isn't our home. And heaven's going to be awesome. Sometimes I just daydream about it. I want it. Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. And you know what? I'm not saying I've been given anything. But to whom much is given, much is expected. It's something to at least ponder on. If the Lord has given you knowledge, if the Lord has given you insight, if the Lord has given you revelation, it isn't just so you could just ho-hum, continue to go to Bible studies like a robot. No, he's giving you all this information to feed it, to water it, to walk it. And God bless all yous. And Jesus is our Lord. And amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.